Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's always interesting, I think, and provides us with not just some context, but a more nuanced perspective when we approach the scriptures, to see that here Jesus is being asked this question as a test. We think, well, what can that possibly mean, that he's being asked this as a test? It's pretty straightforward question and answer. And it here perhaps is just simply the first point that the Pharisees, the Sadducees, they're trying to get Jesus to say something that would put him at odds with the current leadership, certainly the temple leadership and the power of, say, the religious leaders in Jerusalem, and so they want to sniff out his agenda. What is his agenda? Is it something so radically new that it really can't be counted as a movement within Judaism? And if that's true, then they'll just cart him off. You know, like they'll do away with him on those grounds. And here we see quite clearly that Jesus is not launching a movement that is anything other than a renewal of Israel movement. How deeply embedded this response is in the ancestral faith. So even here, right, is it really the first commandment that Jesus gives here? Jesus gives this central prayer of faithful Jews, really from his day until ours, the Shema prayer, right? Here, the Lord your God, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the central, say, founding and animating principle of Israel. So clearly set within the project of Israel. And then he gives the second commandment, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, my only thought today for you to ponder is, what if we were to see what Jesus says here, loving God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and loving our neighbor as ourself, not as a commandment, because we bring a lot of baggage into that when we think this is a commandment. What if we were to see it as an invitation? What if we were to see what Jesus is doing as an invitation, and what he's asking, instead of the great commandment, this is the great invitation? Because Jesus makes this possible for us. And by trusting and following him, we can love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and our neighbor as ourself. And it's interesting, if we think of it as an invitation, we can ask ourselves whether or not we've taken him up on it. Have we taken Jesus up on the invitation to love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, and our neighbor as ourself? Because we might... And I think this is the beauty of Jesus is offering us that the second is like it commandment. Because we don't perhaps have a good point of reference when it comes to loving God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. Especially if we do love God more than we love everyone else or everything else. Do we love him with all our heart, mind, soul? Because, and then the second one is, a real test of whether or not we're doing that. Because I think that I think we realize our shortcomings in love of neighbor more easily than we do in love of God. But have we taken Jesus up on the invitation? This is a great invitation. And in Jesus, he's made it possible for us. And so it's ours to try more and more day by day, and certainly this day, to take Jesus up on the invitation to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind. And as a result of loving God above all else, of putting him central, keeping him central in our hearts and lives, that we love our neighbor also as ourselves.